going through the series on spiritual fitness. I hope it's been good for you. I remember the first week we talked about different things that you need to do to stay spiritually fit. And the first week we talked about getting into God's Word. I hope that, as some have been saying, that you've been able to get into God's Word regularly, maybe reading Proverbs, reading something else, that's been strengthening you and helping you. The next week we talked about prayer, how to talk to God, how to communicate with God, and how to pray for other people. And hopefully you've been able to include that in some of your devotional time. And last week we talked about the importance of sharing your faith, because as you tell other people about what God's doing in your life, it helps you understand what God's doing. It also then helps you to be a witness for Him. And today we're going to talk about serving, because serving is another discipline and helping other people that's just as important as Bible study or prayer or sharing your faith, and it opens up the door for other people. So we want to talk about that, and I've put on your outline for you a key verse out of Ephesians 2:10. If you're memorizing a verse a week, this is one you can memorize this week if you wanted to. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Let's pray and ask God to teach us about how that we can be better servants for Him. Lord, we have a tendency to think mostly about ourselves. We get wrapped up into everything that's going in our life and every little hurt we have and every little problem we have and every little stress we have. But when we look at your life, you are always thinking about somebody else other than yourself. And we're supposed to be like you. So if we're going to call ourselves Christians, we need to stop thinking about ourselves. We need to start thinking about and looking out to serve others. So help us to do that. Convict us where we need to be shown what we can do better at. In Jesus' name, amen. Scripture lessons found in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11. It'll be up here on the screen, or you can read it in your Bibles, talking about the attitude of Jesus. And I want you to think about this because, you know, this is the King of the universe. This is God in the flesh. He had all power, all authority, anything. You know, everybody would bow before Him, and He humbled Himself, and He came to earth and took on the form of a servant. And then He turns around and says, you ought to be like Me. So think about that, how powerful you think you are or how important you are. Jesus says you need to lower yourself and you need to serve other people. That's the way that Christians should act. It says your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made Himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled Himself, became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted Him to the highest place and gave Him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So when Paul talks about Jesus' attitude, that we should have the same, he's talking about an attitude of service. If you ever go to Wendy's to eat, anybody ever go to Wendy's to eat? Does anybody know who the founder was? His name was Thomas. Dave Thomas was a founder. And he used to tell his workers that they should have an MBA attitude. Does anybody know what MBA stands for? For him, he was talking about a mop bucket attitude. So he would tell his, you know, while you're serving these hamburgers, you need to have a mop bucket attitude, that you're a servant, that you're there to help people, not that they're there that you want to lord over anybody else. And so Christ was the same way, and He gave up everything in heaven, and He came down to earth, and He said, as Christians, and we should follow that example of service. So two key thoughts on serving others. I'm giving you kind of the scriptural background on what we're called to serve. Then I want to do some benefits that it does for us and others if we serve, and then do some practical ways that we can serve each other as we wrap it up today. So two key thoughts on serving from the Bible. Number one, becoming like Jesus means serving like Jesus. If you say you want to be a Christian, that means you need to serve people. There's no other way around it. You can't be lording over everybody and you make, you know, put people down like His disciples tried to do, and we're always vying for who's the most powerful and where they should go. And for Jesus, He said, no, that's not the way that we do things. And He told them, you know, the officials, you know, of people that aren't Christians, they lord it over everybody, but you should be becoming a servant leader. It says in Matthew 20, verses 25 through 28, whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant. Whoever wants to be first must become your slave. And then Jesus said, for even I, the Son of Man, who is God, came in the flesh. I didn't come to be served, but to serve and to give my life as a ransom for many. So the point is that if you want to be a Christ follower, you need to serve other people. And Jesus pointed that out on the night before he went to the cross. One of the last things that was most important to him, as they had the Last Supper, and we celebrate that sometimes. Do you remember what he did after supper? He took the water basin, and he took the towel, and went around and washed his disciples' feet. And they're getting all upset, saying, what are you doing? You can't do that. You can't wash our feet. You're our master. You're our teacher. He said, no, I'm giving you an example to follow. If you want to be my followers, he said, I want you to wash each other's feet. That's the last thing he told him before he goes to the cross. He said, it's time that you stop thinking about yourself and what people can do for you. It's time that you start serving other people, and if you do that, you're going to be my follower. And so we're called to be a follower of Jesus, to serve. The second thing about serving that I wanted to share with you is that basic truth that serving others means serving God. You can't serve God and not serve other people. Or we don't just go around serving other people either without serving God. You know, there are a lot of people today, you know, it's a big deal, let's serve everybody. They think that's going to get them to heaven or something, but that's not going to get them to heaven. Jesus gets us to heaven. But if you are a servant of Christ, you don't just pray and you don't just read your Bible, you need to serve people. I think in our evangelical tradition, sometimes we think that service is just a way to get people saved. But that's not what the Bible says. Part of the gospel is serving people. You can't tell people that Jesus loves them and then not meet their needs. You know, and it's safer, isn't it, just to stay in church and pray for people than it is to go out and help somebody that's hurting or put some money on the line to pay for something for somebody that needs it. But Jesus says our reputation and our lives as Christians are based on the fact that we serve other people. All people will know that we are his disciples if we love one another. So one of the biggest things we need to do is get out of our pews and we need to go and serve people. And we need to love people that way because that opens them up to the gospel. So those are the two things, biblical background. If we want to be like Jesus, we have to serve. And when we serve others, we actually are serving God. Let me go down now. Let's do some benefits of serving others. Why should I? You know, we always ask those questions. You know, why should I read the Bible? Because that's going to help me grow. Why should I pray? Because it might change somebody's life. Why should I share my testimony? Because God wants me to be his ambassador. So why should I serve? You know, what good is it going to do if I go around serving people? Number one, serving creates meaningful thankfulness. It's actually a way of telling God that you're thankful. If God's given you a lot of things that ought to overflow naturally, you want to tell people about it and you want to pass it on to other people. It's a way of living in thankfulness, is serving other people. Secondly, serving blesses the person you're serving. Now, that might seem kind of stupid. Yeah, I mean, that's true, right? It makes the world a better place. You help people. There's a lot of people who have nothing. You know, you hear about these refugees, you know, or whatever. They're coming from countries, they have nothing, even the clothes on their back, you know, no place to stay, no food to eat. You know, if you can help somebody, that's great. So, you know, it helps other people if we serve. And God wants us to be his hands and feet. He wants us to be the resources. You know, I think I heard last week that 8 people in the world control more than 50% of all the money. 8 people. And that over, I think, 200 million or billion people live on $2 a day. You know, they have nothing. You know, we're really rich in this country, and we want to pass it off to everybody else too, right? We don't need to help all these hurting people that have nothing, but we are rich. I'm not one of the 8. Anybody here one of the top 8? I just like to know if you're one of the top 8. Probably nobody, but none of us are the bottom. None of us have to live on $2 a day to survive. And there are all kinds of people, and we need to serve. We need to think about what can we do, because I think God's going to hold us responsible at some point for how that we help other people. But serving makes the world a better place, and it helps the other people. The person that you're serving. Number 3, serving encourages other Christians. It's kind of contagious. When we serve, other people look on and they say, I want to serve, and it builds up the body. Number 4, serving non-Christians opens them to Christ. And that's one of the main reasons that we need to do it, because people don't understand the church, and they don't understand God, but if they see us loving people and serving people, the little things that we do for them, it's going to open them up more to be able to hear the gospel. I think even more, we're kind of getting a bad reputation in the world as Christians, aren't we? And because they think we're narrow-minded, they think that we don't love people, we just judge people, and we push people out, and, you know, we'll probably be targeted out. So it's important that we serve, that we love people, that we reach out to those that are hurting, because that's going to show what that part of Christ that they need to see. Number five, serving glorifies God for other non-Christians. And what I mean by that is that, you know, we can't serve everybody, but non-Christians look on. And when they see that we're serving, then they will want to follow Christ as well. Number six, serving honors God. So even if nobody sees it and nobody cares, God does. The Bible says that we will be rewarded for the serving that we do for other people. And then number seven, serving encourages yourself. Do you ever notice when you encourage someone else, you help somebody else, it makes you feel better? That's the way life works. Life is going to be so much better if you take a servant's attitude and serve other people and help other people than if you just do it for yourself. So let's just look at some practical ways to serve. First of all, you can serve God through your family. God wants us to take care of our family. What kind of things can you do at home to serve other people? What kind of things can you do around the house? You could help clean. You could help do the dishes. Could make your bed or make somebody else's bed for them. You could feed the dogs, help in the yard work. Especially when you see somebody else that's struggling, you know, when they're at their end, they don't know what to do, they need help, you know, why don't I make supper for you, or pizza or something, or, you know, different things you can do. But we need to give ourselves to people at home, and we need to, that's a place to start to serve. Secondly, by giving your tithes and your offerings, we do that here, but there's a lot of good causes you can give to. Find out who's really helping people. Make sure you don't give it to anybody. I mean, now people call you on the phone, they're going to cheat you. They're going to steal money from you. So you got to make sure that what you give to is a good organization that helps. But by doing that, you're serving. Volunteer in your community. Did you know that you could volunteer to help people? We have like Mars program here in this area. There's clothes closets, food pantries. I think some of you do that. There's like women's centers, Alpha Women's Center, missions work, hospital you can volunteer at. You know, you can even go to your school and read to kids. They like volunteers that. So as you volunteer, then you're serving and helping people as well. You can, number four, visit homebound and hurting people. Jesus said a lot about you should visit people who are alone, people that are sick, people that are in jail. Everyone forgets about them. They're locked away, or go to a nursing home. You can go to a nursing home, the people nobody ever visits, those people. You can just go and love people and smile at them and visit them. Number five, donate clothing and other goods. If you don't have money, you probably have five coats in your closet you're not wearing. Then be like, I keep finding these ones I didn't know I had. I had them from last year. You know, I can give them to Goodwill. I can give them to Habitat for Humanity. Jesus said, you know, if you have two coats, why don't you give one to somebody that needs it? Well, I don't have any money. Well, how many extra stuff you got, stuff sitting around the house you could donate to somebody that needs it that's just sitting there? So you can donate things like that. Number six, one of the biggest things you can do is just be a friend to people. You know, we're living in an age where we just text people. It's so impersonal. You know, you can call somebody on the phone. You can go out to lunch with somebody. You can listen to someone who's hurting. You know, you can rejoice with those who rejoice. You can hurt with those who hurt. Just be a friend to somebody. Number seven, you can serve God by serving children. Do you know that God loves children? You know that Jesus sent a priority to kids? We need to protect our kids. Probably in these age more than anything else, we need to love kids. You need to pay attention to them, take time to play with them, get to know them. Don't just go by them and, oh, how are you today, and don't pay attention to them. But if we love kids, then we're serving God, and He's going to love that. And then use your talents. I think so many times we think, well, you just have to give money, and you don't have money. But all of us have some talents. Some of you have ability in computers or doing stuff. You can figure out cell phones. You can help older people that they can't figure it out. Some of you have ability to help people with a budget. Some people, you know, you just have the brawn. You can help with some work around the house. You can do yard work for people. Some of you can help people organize things, gardening, all kinds of different things that you can do to help people that God's given you the talent to use. And He expects us to use it. I think if we don't use the talents we have, then we lose them. And so we need to do that. So I'm going to go get my seat over here. I'm going to grab one of these seats. I want to come back down and do just a little reflection with you. But first of all, I want to share with you our spiritual exercise on service this week. And see if you can do. I said pick one or two of these. You can actually do all of them if you want. Or this is just some ideas. You might have some other ones that you'd rather do. Memorize Ephesians 2:10. Is that up there? For we are God's workmanship, created, right, in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. What I want you to hear is that you were not saved to sit. You're saved to serve. God expects you to do something. I mean, we're Christ's ambassadors. It says, as God is making his appeal through us. If people want to know God, they can't see God. Have you seen God lately? Does God make sense to you? You know, people see God through you. You are his hands and feet. You are the doors of love. You are the ones that they say, oh, if Christ is like that, if he loves people, if he serves people, if he's not lording it over people, if he's like that, then I want that. You are his hands and feet. We are his ambassadors as God makes his appeal to the world through us. And, you know, honestly, this world's not going to be here that long. All you have to do is, I mean, the news looks like it's reading out of Revelation for those who are studying, doesn't it? I mean, just it's more of that all the time. We know we're in the last days, you know, it might be 100 years, who knows, but we're in the last days, and we need to reach as many people as we can for Christ. And God will enable us, but part of that is by just serving people where you're at. Not lording it over them. Don't put on some face, just love people. And when they ask you why you love me, say, because God loves me. Jesus loves us, and he's got a plan for us. You know, so do that. Memorize that verse. Put on their contact a friend you haven't talked to in a while and see how they are doing. Might be a relative. You know, my brother, I know he's struggling with cancer. I haven't talked to him since Christmas. I thought, I need to dial him up or put on my cell phone. How's it going? I haven't talked to you for a while. You know, just take time to do that. Visit someone who's homebound or in a nursing home or in a jail. And a lot of lonely people. They would just love it if someone came to visit them. Help with chores around the house. Pay it forward for someone. You see somebody that's really struggling, they don't have the money, pay it for them. You know, if you got the extra cash, why not? And then I put on there, tell your accountability partner how you served someone this week. Makes you think about it. It's just not about me, it's about somebody else. You know, even Jesus, when he died on the cross, last thing he did, he's thinking about other people. He's praying for other people, not about himself. So as Christians, let's get out of ourselves. Let's start thinking about somebody else beyond ourselves. I think I'll do that today since I'm bowling. I'm going to let all the other people win. Just be so if that happens, it's because I'm serving you. Actually, I'm pretty competitive, so if somebody competes with me, I'm going to try to beat you, but I probably won't. Let's just talk about it. What do you see as service? What's a kind of service that you could do for people, or what's hard for you about serving other people? Do you find that difficult? Anybody find it difficult, or is that just easy for you to serve other people? I think it's hard to me to get out of my own head. I think about myself most of the time. I think it's hard to think about somebody else. Anybody else find that? There's so many things going on in your life. You're just working. You're taking care of your kids. You're doing everything. It's hard to think outside of yourself. How about on any of these other spiritual disciplines? How many people, you don't have to raise your hand, have you been able to get into the Word more? Or is that helping you to do those things? Can you remind me? I mean, Greg texts me every day and said, did you get in the Word or not? You know, he beats me up. He hit me because I didn't last week. I got these scars and stuff. I told him to stop it. Actually, he didn't. It's easier to get in the Proverbs because we check on each other each day and say, are you doing it? And I think, you know, if you don't learn anything from these things, if you can get a partner that you can be accountable with in some of those areas, you know, that can make all the difference in the world. So somebody can text me and say, did you serve anybody this week or didn't you? Oh, maybe I better. Maybe I better do the dishes tonight, you know, or maybe I can help with something. I helped serve Sandy yesterday because she had a to-do list. She wanted me to scrape wallpaper in the bedroom, so spent 3 hours. We got half the bedroom scraped, you know, so that was a chore, too. I mean, I'm really suffering sacrifice for that. So. Two more walls to do. So think about serving somebody this week and not just watching the Super Bowl. Oh, yeah. Okay, since you've been talking about your friend, we've been praying for him. So he said, I'm going to go visit him. That's a good thing to do. All right, anybody, let me ask you this. Did anybody work on your testimony this week? Because remember that was supposed to be sharing our faith. Did you able to tell anybody or work on it? Anybody work on theirs at some point? It's probably a hard thing to do, isn't it? What was my life like before I came to Christ? How did I come to Christ? What does it mean? And how my life different? I mean, some of you think, my life's no different. Well, you better figure out how it is, because you need to be able to give a reason for the hope that's in you. And if it's nothing more than I'm not feeling guilty and I know I'm saved and I'm going to heaven, I don't have to feel with that guilt, and that's worth telling somebody about. So work with somebody on that. Maybe it's your friend, maybe it's someone in your family. Why don't you just talk back and forth, work on your testimony so you really know where you're at. And maybe God wants you to grow in some certain areas as well. I know I need to grow in the area of serving. I think I spend a lot of time with my family. Anybody like that? Your family's your focus. Your whole life's been your family. But I think I limit to my family pretty much. So I need to get beyond my family to see other people in need and to serve people outside of my circle. So I'm going to pray that way, that God would help me to do that. Let's just close in prayer. Then the worship team's going to come back out and lead us, because we've got our youth event we want to get on to. And we just hope that all of you have a great week. And we're going to end up this series next week. We're going to bring on our last session talking about spiritual fitness when we have that Super Bowl. I hope you can come next week. Bring some canned goods or something for Mars. Bring your food. And just have a good time celebrating. And it's done early enough, you can still go home and watch a Super Bowl. I heard somebody say the Falcons is who they're favoring. I heard somebody else, the Patriots, they're favoring. Do I want to take a poll? How many people? I'm not really into that much. Plus, I don't want to get hit again, so let's not go there. But let's just pray and ask God to teach us about how to serve others. Thank you, Lord, for what you're teaching about, all these little disciplines that sometimes they're hard work, but actually help us to grow spiritually. And I know if we get out of ourselves and we think about serving others, we will grow. We want to grow this church. We want to meet the needs of people. We want to be a place where people feel loved and accepted and not judged. And I just pray that you would help us all to grow in love for you and for others. Thank you for all you do for us. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.